taught about money, both explicitly and implicitly, by what people told you, like, for example, in your family, your mom, your dad, etc. What are some of the phrases you remember hearing? Jot them down now. You have 2 minutes beginning now. Okay, again, time. So my question is, do you notice any conflicts here? Well, I don't know what's on your list, but if I were to take the sampling I have here in the studio, it's rather interesting. In the beginning here, we have a person's list where they say they associated money, freedom, time with loved ones, less stress, less bills, more safety, stress reduction in the form of entertainment. But what was this person taught growing up? Well, money is the root of all evil. Second thing on their notes, money isn't everything. Person obviously doesn't know where to shop. Third one is no time to enjoy it. Fourth one, no time to enjoy it. Time with loved ones, no time to enjoy it. Isn't that an interesting conflict? And we wonder why we sabotage, why we start to move towards, and then all of a sudden think there's going to be pain here, and we sabotage ourselves. Here's another sampling. Person whose notes said that they associated money, freedom of movement and security and giving and peace of mind and hard work, and the burden of responsibility, few negatives there, and lifestyle. This person has money doesn't grow on trees. How's that for conditioning you for abundance? I'm not saying it does, but that's probably not the best frame to hold in your mind on an ongoing basis. Secondly, we can't afford it. Interesting, and that sentence is still probably running through this person's brain. There's the next one. It costs too much, or it's too expensive. Here's the next thing on this gentleman's list. Take care of pennies, and the dollars will take care of themselves. Now, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about taking care of pennies? Does that, like, really create pleasure for you? You think your brain says, oh, man, I'm going to take care of all these pennies so I get a few dollars. Whoa, I highly doubt it. Here's my point. You want to know why people are sabotaging? Check out the massive contradictions here. On the one hand, the person associates to money primarily positive experiences. Yet on the other, everything the person was taught growing up is it's going to be painful. Think about that. That's why people experience approach avoidance, where they go out and start to make some money, but only go so far before they limit themselves, like having a governor on your car. You put your foot on the accelerator, you start going a certain pace, but that's the highest you're going to go. See, that governor is all the things you were taught in the past, those old beliefs. Now, how do we eradicate them? Again, we associate enough pain to them here. The things you're going to miss out on your life in order to keep these measly ideas in your mind that somebody dumped in without realizing the impact maybe years ago. I doubt it. So in essence, what we can do right now, we've got a lot of choices. One way to change your beliefs is use what you already know. Do a Dickens pattern on yourself. Go back and just guide yourself right through it. We've begun it already, haven't we? We've got you to begin to associate some major pain if you don't change. But I also need you to do is associate some pleasure to the change. And that part should be pretty easy. All you have to do now, and let's do it, is make a list of all the benefits you would have, all the things you would get in your life, all the ways your life would be absolutely, totally enhanced if money was no longer a question in your life. If you had truths to write down as fast as you can how your life would be greater and better if money was no longer an issue in your life. In other words, what would be all the additional benefits? How would your life be greater? How would your life be better immediately if right now you handled the financial issue? You have 120 seconds. Write it down now.
This is the end of this link. When you have finished writing your responses, you can continue Tony's process by pressing the next link.